Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar celebrated on Muslim Women's Day. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 27, 2019. Democrat U.S. Reps. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota are among the prominent Muslim women many in left-wing media and the abortion industry are celebrating in an event called Muslim Women's Day. According to left-wing media Romper, March 27 is annual Muslim Women's Day, an event said to elevate the voices of Muslim women by curating content that reflects their experiences. On social media, those celebrating the event are using the hashtag #MuslimWomen'sDay. Among the partners of the event are abortion vendor Planned Parenthood, Teen Vogue, Vice, Her Campus, and Nylon Mag. Amani Al-Khattab Bey, founder of Muslim Women's Day and media outlet MuslimGirl.com, told CNN in an interview she and her colleagues wanted to create a day where we just celebrate Muslim women and engineer a new precedent for Muslim women's representation in mainstream media. Muslim Women's Day is a call to action to center Muslim women's voices for the day, to empower us, to flood the internet with new, diverse, positive stories and Muslim women's voices, and basically just pass the mic, she said. According to Romper, Tlaib and Omar are among six amazing Muslim women. Tlaib has been unapologetically vocal in her opposition to the Trump administration regardless of backlash and, in what's almost just as cool, as Elle reported, she let her kids dab on the floor of Congress after she cast her first vote. Touted Romper. The media outlet described Omar as an iconic symbol for many Muslim women wearing hijab, sick, hoping to pursue a life in politics. Our theme for this year is Muslim women talk back to violence, so whether it's gun violence or a hashtag MeToo or hashtag Time's Up movement, these are obviously themes that impact women from all backgrounds, across the board, said Al-Khattab Bey. But this day is specifically to center Muslim women's voices that often get drowned out of the conversation. Al-Khattab Bey explained that, last year, Muslim Women's Day allowed her organization a chance to change the culture around how we talk about Muslim women and how we cover their stories. This year, she said her group has more partners involved, more social media networks that are elevating these conversations on their platforms, more organizations that are tapping into this really pertinent conversation.